We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alex Castellanos, political analyst, joining us on the line now. The Mueller report, finally, Alex, is delivered. It seems like we've been talking about this for over a year.
We have, and long have we waited, and it will end up settling nothing and changing nothing. A big victory for the president, though, no collusion. Mueller said that not only the president did not collude, but no one in his campaign and no American did. But that's not all that was in the Mueller report. Apparently, Mueller also made the case for obstruction of justice and against obstruction of justice. He said, it's a jump ball. I could not decide. Guess what? When Democrats get that report in about 2 weeks or three, they're going to say, jump ball, huh? We're going to get the tip.
You think the full report will be released?
I do. I think if not in its entirety, the most important and substantive parts of it will be. At this point, there's just too much interest and too much demand from the American people. So, and by the way, the Attorney General has said it is his intention to release as much of it as possible. So I think we're going to get that report.
There's so much interest, so much demand, but for all the talk there has been about this report, it seems like the exact thing you would expect is going to happen. Those who don't like the president, guess what? They still don't like the president. Those who stand behind the president, they still are right there after the Mueller report was released. What did this change, if anything, in Washington?
Well, it changed some small things that are important. It did strengthen the president. He was right about collusion. And I think a lot of the president's supporters are going to say, wow, no one else could have survived this. Donald Trump is the strong president we need to take on the fake news media and the Washington establishment. So it helps the president. But, and I think it also discredits the news media. They are seen now, any credibility they may have had, I think they've lost. But the story does not die here. We still haven't settled who won the 2016 election. Democrats are still clinging to the idea that they can somehow impeach Trump, get him out of office, and reverse the results. So in that sense, very little has changed.
If this report is released, I feel like there's not all that much. I would be surprised if most people went through this whole 400-some-odd page report. Instead, I mean, they would probably be more likely to just hear snippets, use that as arguing points throughout. I mean, is there an argument to be made to not release the report, that I guess conversation would be more civil if all we had was this report on the report from the AG?
Don't we all wish we lived in that world? Don't we wish that Democrats would say in the news media, hey, there was no collusion. We were wrong about that. Why don't we start thinking about what's good for the American people? Don't we wish the president would say, you know, this was unjust, but I'm going to forget all about this, and let's move forward and do what's good for the American people? Neither of those things is going to happen, I'm afraid.
Yeah, where do we go from here? I mean, after this full report is released, what's the next big talking point? Because as we said at the top here, waiting on the Mueller report, we've heard that the Mueller report is going to happen next week for a year now.
Well, I think where we go from here is the Democratic-controlled House is going to have a tough call. They're going to have a report in their hands which says, here's the case for obstruction of justice, and here's the case against it. They're going to have to decide if they impeach this president, if they hold up half that report and say, that's enough for us. It wasn't enough for criminal charges for Bob Mueller. It wasn't enough for the Attorney General to say the president should be indicted here. But it may be enough for the Democrats. Maybe we're going to find out if the Democrats are so heavily invested in this narrative that they can't pull back. And so that's where I think we're going to go. The smart thing for the Democrats would do, don't impeach him in Congress. Try to impeach him at the polls in 2020. Let this be the choice for the American people and talk about the direction of the country, not whether Donald Trump is a legitimate president.
Where do you think Mueller himself goes from here?
I think he slips quietly under the waves, and we don't see Robert Mueller for a while. He's handled this brilliantly, I think, politically. He kept a low profile. He threw the facts out there on the things he couldn't decide, and he's one of the few people to go through one of these turbulent situations and come out with his reputation intact.
Hey, Alex, we appreciate the time. As always, it's Alex Castellanos, Republican political analyst, joining us live.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.